You are listening to the Intuitive Healing Connection, where intuitive healing connects with everyday living. Hi, my name is Gina Stroll, and I am your host. I am best known as the down-to-earth energy healer that doesn't sugarcoat the truth. I walk my clients through the healing process so they can find freedom from their emotional pain, heal from their past, and find peace and joy again. If you are interested in healing your emotional past, tapping into your spiritual side to receive your own answers, finding your own clarity, and discovering your own spiritual truths, then you are in the right place. I am here to lead the way and to help you discover your own intuitive healing connection.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's podcast episode. I'm so excited that you're here and excited to share some more insight with you. This week, I'm excited to talk about how and why you'd want to create a better life for yourself. One thing that I've realized lately is the point that I have been trying to sell to the world, so to speak, this whole time is this thing, this notion, not really even a notion, just this idea that you can really start to create your own life, that you can have the life that you desire. So many times we get stuck in this place of thinking that, you know what, it's just the way my family is. It's just the way our life is. Nothing's ever going to be any different for us. We're just poor. We're just mean. We're just all the really low vibing belief systems that we have gathered for ourselves over the years. And it's really a sad place to be because we back ourselves into a box thinking that we have no opportunity for change. And that simply isn't true. I know that because I teach this to all my students. I teach this to my clients. I teach it. I have learned it myself, taught myself over the years. And I have just learned that we have the power within for change. We are not who your teacher has told you 500 years ago, not that long, but you are not that dumb, stupid kid that that teacher told you that you were. You are not that unlovable child that your parents told you that you were like loving a porcupine. You are not all of these things. Those were boxes. Those were labels that people put on you. But we have the opportunity to step out. We have the opportunity to step out of those boxes and really rediscover ourselves on a new level. And this is what I want to talk to you about today, is really learning to become your own best friend. Get rid of that low vibe and ego talk in your head and really start to find your courage, your strengths, your abilities to step out into the world and live your very best life. This is what I want for my clients. This is what I want for myself. This is what I've been talking about for as long as I can remember. It's really learning to live your best life. And I want to empower you today to start thinking that there is something bigger, that there is more to this life, that you can ask for more out of life, that you can ask for more out of yourself. In fact, you should start asking for more out of yourself, asking for more out of this life, because you deserve to have all the amazing things that you want in this life. But we can't sit on the sidelines and expect those things to happen. You know, we don't get change by just staying in the same place all the time. We have to be willing to step outside our comfort zone. We have to be willing to look at ourselves on a different level. We have to be willing to go within and ask ourselves the hard questions. What is it that's holding us back? What is it that is preventing us from getting that job that we want, or thinking that we can have all the things in life that we want? What is this preventing us from making more money? What's preventing us from having the relationships that we want and desire? Because the answer is inside of us. We can make all the excuses in the world that it's all about, you know, the economy and politics and all the things that we want to make it about. It's just our family. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it's always been. Those are excuses on why we can't find the life that we want. what it really is limiting beliefs inside of ourselves, telling us that we're never going to be good enough, that we're never going to be able to have those things, that we can't show up and be what we want to be because of our family doesn't support us, our husband doesn't support us. We just can't do those things. We don't get to do those things. And all of those are limiting beliefs holding you back from being the person that you were designed to do. So I want you to think about this for a minute. Think about it from the perspective of what is holding you back. Have you ever done a self-analysis, taken 5 minutes to go, what is it that is holding me back from living the life that I want to live? What is it that is holding me back? What is it that's keeping me small? This is what I love about intuitive healing, because this is where you can work with me and come in on a coaching call. We can talk about it. What is holding you back? What is keeping you from being in the place that you want to be? What is keeping you in this place that is keeping you small and keeping you from being that beautiful soul that you want to be? I've been reading a book here recently, and one of the exercises in there was, if you were standing before whoever you believe as your maker, God, whatever it is, you're at the end of your life, you have now passed away, and you're standing there and you're looking back on your life, what is it that you would say to yourself? Did you go get the life that you want? Or is it full of regrets? Is it full of things that I wish I would have done? You know, in working with spirit world, nobody ever says, I wish I wouldn't have done that. Everybody says, I wish I would have done, and you can fill in the blank. I wish I would have spent more time with my family. I wish I would have traveled more. I wish I would have done, you know, a million different things. I wish we would have taken the time to create better relationships. I wish I would have done all these different things. Nobody says, I wish I wouldn't have done anything. You know, everybody that I meet with in spirit, they've all said the same thing. It's the things that we don't do that matter. And to me, that has become an important thing in my life. I think too, we can get on the other end of things and spend our life reaching out and being afraid of not being enough, which is a totally different thing. But there's that side of it too. You know, so many times we have fears of just not doing enough, not being enough, not showing up enough. But to me, anytime we start this personal development journey, we need to do an assessment of ourselves and ask ourselves, where am I at? What am I doing? What do I need to start doing? What do I need to stop doing? I do this in my business. I do this in my personal life. You know, it's what do we need to be doing so that we can get to that next level for ourselves? And I want to talk today about really some steps that you can do to create a better life for yourself, because that's what it really comes down to. You have the opportunity to change. You are the co-creator of your life. You are here to create the life of your dreams. You are here to create the life that you desire. So what are you going to do with it? You know, in this day and age, it's become a thing. People want a reason. They want to step into that victimhood on why they haven't had the opportunities to become the person that they want. And they want to blame so many other people for their issues. They want to blame them for why they haven't been able to show up in their life, why they haven't been able to do the things that they want to do, why the opportunities haven't been there. Well, the truth comes down to it. It's because they've never opened up to the possibility that they have the right and need to go out and seek out those opportunities. We have to be our life managers. We have to learn to manage our own life. We have to learn to be in a place of creating the life that we desire. And if you have no idea the life that you desire, if you've never allowed yourself to step outside of the box and dream bigger than you've ever even thought imaginable, you're going to have a really hard time with this. Because the first step in doing this is really being open to the possibility that you can create the life that you want. You can get up every day and choose to be in a more positive state. This is one of the beginning parts of really learning to create your life. You know, are you getting up every day and going, oh God, here we go again. I got to get up and do the same damn thing today that I did yesterday. Because if that's what you're doing every morning, I can guarantee you are not a co-creator in your life. If you're getting up and you're finding excitement, I'm excited. I'm grateful that I have a job to go to. May not be the job that you want. It may not be the job that you've desired, your dream job. But if you are getting up every day and going, you know what? I'm so grateful that I have this opportunity. I'm grateful that I have the opportunity to be a father, a mother, a grandmother, whatever it is in your situation, that I get to go to work today. I get to bring home money for my family. I get to go and do all these things. If we're looking at life from that point of view, instead of, oh God, here we go again. I got to do this again. This is when you start creating your life and start changing the way that you see the world. This is an amazing step in really starting that process of opening up to the possibilities. You are never stuck in a box. We create that box in our head because of the way that we have been raised, because of the things that we have been through, because of what we had decided that we're worthy of. We create that own box in our head. And it is our job to break those walls down and really rediscover ourselves, especially using your adulthood, really rediscovering yourself and what you're capable of doing, because it is far more than you ever even thought was possible for you. We really have to start stepping out of the box and start opening up to the new possibilities. The next thing that I want you to think about is in this part of creating a better life for yourself. The one thing that I like to do is start really thinking about some goals. Start really pushing yourself to that next level. We don't get where we want to go by sitting on the couch and watching freaking Netflix all day. There's a time and a place for that, but that is not going to get you to the next level. It's not going to get you to the next level by sitting on the couch and bitching and moaning about how your life is. We really have to start opening up to the possibilities of, you know what? What do I want to do with my life? Okay, so I don't like my job. What can I do to start working towards the job that I would like? What can I do to start working towards the possibility of the money that I want to start bringing in? What can I do to start working towards these things? So many times we put limits on ourselves or put things in our way. We put our own damn roadblocks in the way of what we think we're capable of. But we can start making small changes every day. This isn't a big life-changing thing. This is really small things every day that you can start doing to bring in the lifestyle that you desire. Now, I can hear some of you going, yeah, well, that's great for you. You had those opportunities. You had this, you had that. That isn't true. Because I've went out and set my goals, and I do this all the time with myself. What do I want? Where do I want to be? And even if I don't hit my goal, I still keep working towards it. It's learning to get out of your own way, setting those goals. This is why I love vision boards. I do a vision board just about every year. I've hit so many things on my vision board. I don't know some of you who've been following me for a while. If you haven't, I'm going to tell you a really cool story, because a couple of years ago, I actually taught an abundance class. I do that from time to time. I love teaching people how to create more abundance in their life, how to open up to the possibilities of really just creating this life for themselves that they desire, and letting them know that it is possible to do all of these things. And so I was teaching an abundance class, and we made a vision board in there, which we do. And every time I teach this class, so I created my own vision board, of course, because I'm in the class and I'm doing it with my students. And I always do that too. I take off the things that I have accomplished, put on new things, add things to the list, do all the things. And so we were creating this vision board, and on there I put a little tiny two-seater airplane. My husband has always wanted to fly. He's wanted to get his license. He started before I met him. And then he quit for financial reasons, you know, started doing other things and let things get in the way. And so he didn't ever have the opportunity, or hadn't taken the opportunity, we'll put it that way, to finish and to get his pilot's license. And so I put this little tiny airplane, because I do this with my husband too. I do my business. I do my personal life. I do our life together. What do we want to co-create together? And so we put this little plane on my vision board. Well, it was really interesting, because I didn't really think too much about it. And my vision board ended up getting taken off my wall and kind of put in the corner. And then it got put in the closet because I had my carpets cleaned. And then it got kind of moved around. And it had been a couple of years. And my husband, in the meantime, had retired. Our life had changed in big ways with retirement and just, you know, all the changes that come with that. and him being home more. And it was really interesting because we went to dinner one night and a guy that my husband had used to work with, he used to work at the same place, was at the restaurant that we went for dinner. And Robert went up to him and he mentioned selling his airplane out of the blue. We hadn't thought about this for so long. He's selling his plane. He had had a heart attack. He didn't feel comfortable in flying anymore, nor should he fly anymore. And so he was selling his airplane and asked Robert if he was interested. What do you think we said? Hell yes, we're interested. And so became this process of buying a plane. We purchased the plane. I got scared in the middle of it because I was like, oh my gosh, we just purchased this airplane. How the hell are we going to pay for that? Like, because it made me a little nervous. And then I had to remind myself, you know what? It's happened just out of the blue this far. I remember laying in bed the morning that we were going down to purchase the airplane, because one of the things that was a requirement before we could purchase the plane was I had to go take a ride in it. And I had to make sure that I was okay with it, because the guy that we were buying it from said, if your wife isn't on board, don't buy the dang thing. And so I did. We got up that morning and I went down and took a ride in it. It was lovely. It was wonderful. Enjoyed every minute of it. And I want so much for my husband to have his dreams come true, just like I want mine to come true. And so there again, and I remember laying in bed that morning before I went and took my first ride, and I heard in my head, you need to go get your vision board out of the closet. You need to go look at it. I was like, where is it? I had to like think about where it was even at. And so I did. It was up here in my office. I came up in my office, opened up the closet door, and there it was. And I pulled out my vision board. And lo and behold, that airplane looked almost exactly like the one that we were buying. Coincidence? I think not. You know, when I did the vision board, I just go online and get pictures and just, you know, put them on my board. And so it was very interesting to me. It was one of those where I had to go back and thank the universe, thank myself, thank us for the hard work that we're doing, because we have created the life that we have desired, the life of our dreams. And you can do the same thing, but we have to start opening up to the possibilities that there is more to this life than what you think it is. I believe 100% you did not come here to work and to die. That's not why you were here. That's just simply a waste of time to me. We came here, we have to have money coming in, but money allows us to live the life that we desire and that we create. And we need to be openly accepting that money comes in all avenues for us. Money comes in expected and unexpected ways. And that we are deserving of all of that in our life, because it is so important that you allow that to come into your space, that you are open to the possibilities that maybe there's something bigger for you out there than what you're doing. So many of us live small. So many of us just don't want to go and create that life for ourselves. We think that, you know, we're just stuck. You are not stuck. You are never stuck. And the minute you open up to the possibility of you are not stuck, this is when your life will start changing. Opportunities will start falling in your lap. Somebody will call you and say, oh my gosh, you know what? This job opened up here. Would you be interested in taking it? And it's the next step up in what you want to do. You'll go to dinner and meet the guy who has your plane. But we have to be open for all of it. We have to be open to see that there are possibilities. I believe that we create the life that we want, but we have to be open to the possibilities that it can happen for us. So think about setting those goals. Think about creating that vision board for yourself and allowing those things to come in for you. Hello, everyone. I'm super excited today to have a special announcement. It is our 50th podcast, and I'm so grateful to still be here, to be putting these out into the world and sharing with you all this fabulous information. But because of that, we want to do a special giveaway today. So we're going to take a break in the middle of this podcast to offer a special, going to give away some free stuff. How cool is that? So here's what you need to do. Here in a minute, I'm going to give you a special code word. You're going to take that code word and go post it inside of my open group, the Healing Your Inner Critic. So you're going to go to Facebook, go find Healing the Inner Critic. If you're not a member, come and join us in there. Then I want you to go post this special word on the page inside of this group. So you can look for a post in there that's all about the 50th podcast, or you can just make a post and post the word. And then I need you to tag me in it. This is very important to tag me in your post so that we see it. So you're going to use the special word here that I'll give you in just a second. And then you're going to go post that inside of Healing Your Inner Critic on Facebook. Go become part of the group. If you're already in there, fabulous. Tag me. Tell me how excited you are. Here's what we're going to do. Everybody who does this is going to be put in for 3 months of Soul School. So you can come and join me in my private group if you're chosen. We're going to give away 3 of those, and we will announce the winner this next week. So go post your code word. So here's the code word. It's a really cool word. It's Sophie. Sophie is my little dog. She is my energy healer dog. She's been by my side now for almost 13 years. So Sophie is the key word. We're going to dedicate this 50th podcast to her, and go post Sophie. Again, I'll say it again inside the group, and I can't wait to see who wins. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for being part of our podcast world. Thank you so much for being a listener. We wouldn't have any reason to do it if it wasn't for all of you. So thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the podcast and celebrate with me as we celebrate our 50th podcast. So much love. Thank you for being here. And we'll get back to the episode now. Bye-bye. The other thing, we don't make changes overnight. We need to be consistent. We need to start making our goals. We need to start working towards them. You're going to have days where it just doesn't feel like it flows as easy. That's fine. But don't let it set you up for weeks and months of not doing it. You know, we're getting to, at the time of this recording, it's the 1st of December. We're getting to the point where, you know, New Year's resolutions come in. Well, I don't set New Year's resolutions anymore. I haven't done it for many, many years. And here's why. Because people go in with these big grandiose ideas on everything that is wrong in their life and how they're going to fix it in 30 days or less. It is the biggest crock of bullshit I have ever heard, because it doesn't work that way in life. We need to set little goals along the way. We can set the bigger goals. I love Tony Robbins because he says we underestimate what we can do in 5 years, but we overestimate what we can do in a year. And we absolutely, totally overestimate what we can do in the first 30 days of any given year. To me, it is time. It takes time to get where we want to go. It takes little baby steps along the way. This is why I like to make that big goal at the end. Maybe it's your big business goal, or maybe it's your big, financial goal. Maybe it's, you know, a trip that you want to go on, whatever it is for you, the big thing at the end. But how are you going to get there? What are some things along the way that you need to start changing and doing so that you can get where you want to go? Because it's those little things every day that add up to the big greatness in our lives. You know, I run a business. I don't just get up every day and go, wow, you know what? The end goal is $1 million. That's where we're at. To me, that's just a step along the way now. It's the things that I do every day to get there. You know, it's the business decisions that I make. It's the marketing that I do. It's, you know, how I'm spending my time every day. Am I spending my time doing things that are growing the business, or am I spending my time every day doing things that are not growing the business? Am I, you know, what is it that I'm doing? What is my mindset along the way? Do I feel like I can do it, or am I struggling? Do I need to work on some mindset stuff? You know, whatever it is, the same in my personal life. How's my health going? Because my health totally regulates everything that's going on in my business world. So where are we at with that? How's that working? You know, what are some little things I need to be doing along the way? How are my relationships? You know, are there relationships that I want to nurture some more and to bring in some better things? Are there, you know, what's going on in my personal life? It all flows together, but we have to be willing to see those little tiny things along the way. You know, we can go back to this, you know, New Year's resolutions. And on the 1st of January, I love it when people are like, I'm going to go to the gym every day. So, you know, January 2nd, after everybody's ate their way through December, They go to the gym and everybody's at the gym at 5 a.m. But you know what? Week two, half of those people are there. Half of the people have already fallen off the wagon. They're out. And it's because they haven't exercised for so many years and suddenly they're going to exercise 7 days a week for 5 hours. It's ridiculous. It's not going to happen. It won't ever happen. This is where we get into a state of overwhelm and we just shut down. It's not going to happen. But if you can go, you know what? I'm going to start slow and I'm going to start lifting weights a couple days a week. That's it. I'll schedule my mornings for Tuesdays and Thursdays. And on that morning, those are when I'm going to lift weights. Maybe you're going to start yoga. I'm going to start doing yoga. I'm going to do it 1 or 2 days a week. Set your schedule, put it in your thing and stick to it. Because part of the other thing that I want to talk about in creating your best life is to really set boundaries for yourself and sticking with them. And to me, that is setting my goals too, as well. It's not just boundaries. I look at all of this. When I set a goal, I'm making a commitment with myself to do that. And I don't want to let myself down. And so I'm going to be very careful in how I set my goals and make it so that I can achieve what I want. You know, if you're going to start going to the gym 7 days a week and you've never been going, that's going to be very rough for you. You're going to have a rough time. But if you start off slow and go, you know what, I think I'll go 1 or 2 days a week. I'm going to set my schedule. I'm going to put it in my calendar. I'm going to schedule my life around that so that it happens and that I can be successful in that. And as I get successful in 1 to 2 days a week, then I'm going to move it up to maybe 3 days a week. And maybe I'll try that for a while, or maybe I'll add in a walk around the block on the third day, or I'll do something different as I get more, comfortable in what I'm doing. This is how we create that success for ourselves. So important to think about how that's working for you and what that looks like for you. Because when you can create that success for yourself, create a way for you to succeed, that's when you're going to see real big changes happen for you in your life. So let's just recap a little bit, you know, really start opening up to the possibilities of change. Open up that this is not your life sentence. Whatever's going on in your life is not the way that your life has to be. One of the things that just popped into my head that I really started doing earlier on in life was I would tell myself anytime I heard myself say, well, I couldn't do that. No, there's no way I could do that. I would rephrase it and say, you know what? That was the way the old me thought. Today, I understand that yes, I can. And I have the right to say yes to whatever I want to in my life. And those empowering thoughts really start to propel us towards change. Towards lasting change. So, you know, find ways that you can really build yourself up. That inner critic is going to beat the shit out of you when you start making changes. So you need to have a game plan. Start telling yourself different stories. Start telling yourself different things and start reminding yourself that you have the opportunity for change. So, and the create some goals is the other thing that we talked about. Start doing little things along the way to get you where you want to go and be consistent. Those are the things to me that I have found are very productive in my life, are very productive in the lives of my clients and the people that I work with, and really allowing yourself to create this better life for yourself. So I hope this has been helpful for you. I'm excited to talk more about this. I really want to inspire you to step in for change. It's time for change. You have the opportunity to make the changes. You are not stuck. You were never stuck. Your limiting beliefs are telling you that you're stuck and it is not your truth. So it's time to reevaluate, reconsider, redo. If you need help along the way, call me, reach out to me, text me, or, you know, email me and let me know. Let's work together. Let me help you get to your next best place in your life. This is what I do every day with my clients. This is what I do with myself. And I really want to help empower you to get to that next level. So I hope this has been helpful. I can't wait to talk again. I'll see you again on the next podcast. So bye-bye for now. Have a fabulous day and start creating that life that you've always wanted. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening today. I sincerely hope that you enjoyed this podcast. I would love to hear from you. You can reach out to me by email at GinaStroll@GinaStroll.com. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok as Gina Stroll Intuitive Healing. You can also find the full podcast videos on my YouTube channel as Gina Stroll Intuitive Healing. If you are interested in working with me or you would like more information about any of the healing programs that I offer, you can find that information on my website at janastroll.com. And of course, don't forget that sharing is caring. Share this podcast with a friend and help spread the healing energy around the world. Thank you for listening and joining me today, and I can't wait to connect up with you again.